This one's talking, though.
11-year-old Tyler DeGroot shows off two bullfrogs in the plastic terrarium he's carrying. He struggles to keep the lid on as they try to escape. He spent all morning combing for frogs in this swampy ditch on Petrie Island, not far from Ottawa, Canada's capital. It's pouring rain, but he and his friends have no time for jackets or umbrellas. They run from log to log, dipping their nets in the water. It might sound like fun, but they're here on serious business. The bulldozers in the distance are a constant reminder. Soon, this ditch, the frogs' home, will be turned into a parking lot. 11-year-old Ingrid Weinhold says they're here to save as many frogs as they can.
We want to make sure the frogs stay on Petrie Island, and we want to make sure that people can see frogs later, and so that they don't all die when the ditch gets filled with sand.
Weinhold's a member of the Amphibian Conservation Club. It's a group of homeschoolers who meet once a month to study and discuss amphibians. They started visiting Petrie Island last year to conduct frog watches. It's part of an annual census of frogs led by Environment Canada, a government agency. The students count the number and species of frogs to find out how many are in a given area. And that's when they discovered that some of the resident amphibians were in danger.
A whole bunch of frogs over here, okay? They went in all different directions.
11-year-old Gabrielle Felio is the club's founder. She hesitates to leave the ditch until every frog has been picked up. As she talks about them, her eyes look worried behind her rain-splattered glasses.
It's just that they help the environment a lot. That's probably why we like them a lot and we want to help them, because it's going to help the area and it's going to help a lot of other animals if we help the frogs.
With their terrariums full, the frog watchers hike through the woods to a pond that they've adopted. They've saved more than 30 frogs today. There are green frogs, bullfrogs, and leopard frogs. When they reach the pond, the rescuers open their terrariums. Some reach in and pull the frogs out one by one. Others just tip the terrariums upside down.
You did a cannonball.
Tyler DeGroot watches as his bullfrog kicks away from the shore. He looks satisfied.
I feel good, and I think the frogs feel good, too, because they'll probably have a nice little happy pond that's not polluted and all that, so they could just swim around and have fun.
Each student carries a notebook to keep track of how many frogs they moved from the ditch to the pond. Then at the end of the summer, the group will compile all their observations. They'll send them to Environment Canada's Frog Watch. Elizabeth Kilvert is the director of the program. She says the reports from these amateur scientists are invaluable.
When we have people out there observing in their backyards at different locations, we're getting a really good geographical coverage that, you know, Environment Canada could never provide by going and working out in the field.
Kilvert says it's important to track frogs. That's because they're sensitive to changes in the environment, and researchers see them as an early warning system. Frog watcher Ingrid Weinhold says she's happy to help.
I feel pretty good because then they can figure out stuff with the information. Like if there's too much pollution in one spot and if the frogs have too many legs or something, they can figure out if there's something wrong with the water.
Before long, the frog watchers are catching frogs again in the same pond where they just released them. This time it's just for fun. Soon, they'll head back to a classroom to compare notes and make plans for their next rescue effort before the bulldozers move in. For the Great Lakes Radio Consortium, I'm Karen Kelly.